Forever. Oh, yeah. He conquered the grave for you and me. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And this is one thing that I'm gonna say.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Bring the volume back up. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family and in the church. That's right. Foes in the family and in the church, my greatest enemies are in my family and in the church in this world. And I can truly tell you that even the sodomites and the homosexuals, they hate me. But they don't hate me as much as the religious crowd in the church and my own family. Number one over here behind you. That's the truth, and that is the reality. The greatest enemies to truth and the gospel and the word of God, from the time of the prophets to the time of the greatest prophet of all time, Jesus Christ, till now, is the religious crowd and family folk. I thank the Lord, as I have been in communication with all of my children this morning, and I do not know of a set of children in the history of the church who have worked so hard in the ministry while they were under my roof as my seven children. I just don't know of any. I'm sure, I hope that there are. I don't know of any. And I thank the Lord for what they have done to help me in the ministry in the month of June. The devil does not like it. I know that some woke church folk and pastors' wives don't like it, and I know that some woke family members don't like it. But I thank the Lord that my seven children, who are all grown and on their own, are still standing with me in multiple ways. And I told them thank you this morning, each one of them, for some magnificent things that God moved upon their hearts to do this past week. And I give God the glory, the praise, and the honor. The service that we're getting ready to have, my youngest daughter, Danielle Elizabeth Breedlove White, named after her great-great-grandmother, who taught me the Lord's Prayer. She also taught me that when a storm breaks out, everybody needs to go and be quiet somewhere and sit down, or lay down preferably. She made us lay down. I don't want you to move when the storms come. So, dear friends, may I say also to the standing between the living and the dead service, family members, my beloved. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible. Episode number 814. And my daughter Danielle put this together. And since we have done an 814, this is 814B, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history, the present and the future. Today, my beloved, we are reading 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verses 9 through 16. Shall we pray together? Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Holy Father God, you have commanded us to pray without ceasing. I thank you for your holy word that says, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be open unto you. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I praise you and thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who sits at your right hand. I thank you for your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word. On this Friday, Holy Father God, I thank you for the millions and the many and the manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon my family and all other Christians who love you back and fear you. I praise you and thank you, Lord, for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years in answer to prayer and otherwise. For Jesus Christ's sake, help each and every one of us who name the name of Christ to confess our sins, our failures, and our faults. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our failures, and our faults, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Make us, Lord, to be whiter than snow on the inside. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would crucify our flesh afresh and anew, even since we have prayed this morning by your grace, and the old man within us, and fill us afresh and anew with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit to serve you now, to preach and to teach your holy word now, to pray now and to pray throughout the remainder of this day. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would put a guard at our hearts, our minds, tongues, attitudes, and temperaments, that we would not sin against you. No matter how much we might be provoked by the devil or devilish people, no matter how much we may be tempted, I do pray that you would deliver us today from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us, Lord, your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, do right, and act right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And, Lord, I pray that you'll help those of us who are saved and born again. Help us all to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent of our wicked sins and to get back to you, Lord Jesus, our first love. that time when we first got saved and we would do anything for you. We were excited, fired up, and ready to go. Help us all to go back to that time as Andre Crouch and his group sung so beautifully, "Take Us Back." And Holy Father God, I pray, Lord, this is my wife Marika White's first test since she has finally prayed the prayer of salvation and made a profession of faith on March the 4th. And I have had to tell her she has failed this test since I started preaching every day again, something that she hated and fought against for over 35 years. Even those weeks when I didn't preach every day, she would allow the devil to use her. The devil did use her to try to hinder the Saturday services, the Sunday services, the Wednesday services. And, Lord, she is failing that test again big time this week, ever since I started preaching every day again for the month of June. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell out of her heart, mind, soul, and spirit. And cast out, I pray, the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias out of her heart, mind, soul, spirit, and life as we prayed privately. And as I prayed for her, I pray the same that she, that it would be done in her mother's life, her aunt's life, her siblings' lives, her aunt's lives, my mother's life, my siblings' lives. And help, Lord, everyone in my family to know two have already died and we're on our way. So, Lord, help them to quit religion and join Christ by believing in you and to stop doing the sins that they're doing in the church. I pray, Holy Father God, I thank you so much for the blessing of leading my children to you. That I raised with inside the bonds of marriage and the influence I've had on all of my children and grandchildren. But I pray that they would examine themselves and make sure that they're in the faith. And one quick way for them to know that, if they're being obedient to you and under conviction about any sin in their lives, they know that they're born again and saved. And they need to, because you said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Help them to confess their sins and to repent and understand that there's great forgiveness with you. And so be with them, Lord, as you were with me and you are with me. Chastise them, Lord, when they do evil in your sight, as you did me. And do Marika White, who is with me right now, the same way, if she is truly saved and born again. And Holy Father God, we pray now for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort in grieving, the comfort of the grieving and the mourning all over this country and around the globe. Lord, only you can handle the grief and the pain that is going on. A man just saw his son. While his son was asking, crying out, "Papa, please save me." A very aggressive shock within 20 seconds chewed him up in front of his father's face. God have mercy. God have mercy. That's all I can pray about many things going on today. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you will help all of us to humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways and repent for those of us who are saved. And Lord God in heaven, I pray. pray that you will lift all of our sin burdens and guilt burdens and care burdens and anxieties and troubles and problems and fears from our feeble hearts. And fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart at all times. And Lord, help us to continue to take pleasure in all of our persecutions from people in the church, people in the family, people in the world, and to glory in it, including our necessities. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for touching the hearts of my seven children who helped me in the ministry from almost the time they were toddlers all the way until they graduated from college and have gone on to help this past week in the midst of a month that they have family members and false, fake, woke church members who do not want them to help me, trying their best to turn them against their own father. And so, Lord God in heaven, thank you for sustaining them and strengthening them and protecting them to stand firm. And just like my life is in danger, their lives are in danger. So, Lord God in heaven, help them to take heed to what I told them to do. And they need to move from where they are, which I believe they're in the process of doing that, closer to where I am. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have protected us, Lord, for almost 40 years as a family. I pray that you would continue. Again, Lord, we thank you for the life of Pat Robertson. Even though we disagree with him on some points, we thank you, Lord, for how you used him to make an impact for you. And Holy Father God, I pray today that you deliver us from our distresses and afflictions, tribulations and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. Deliver us, Holy Father God, from all of our spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family, financial, legal, student loan debt, student progress problems. Wipe out all student loan debt completely, not only for my children, but the whole country. Lord, touch the hearts of people considering what we have gone through with over 20 million people dead and no jobs during the time to show mercy and grace. And thank you for the grace and mercy that has been shown. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, protect, Lord, my children and all of your children in this audience and their families. Protect us all from ourselves, our flesh and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, and evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. Place, Lord, upon us the whole arm of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ. Lord, I pray that you pave the rest of the day, pave the way in the rest of this day for us. Open up doors for us. Have us to find favor in your sight, in the sight of sinful human beings, as only you can. And Lord, bless my meeting today, bless my journey today, and Lord, I do pray that you would save the souls where I am right now, save the souls of those who are listening right now, save the souls in this city, in this county, in this state, and in this country, and around the globe. as they hear the gospel today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friends, turn in your Bibles now, if you would, whether your paper Bible saved or digital Bible saved, to 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verses 9 through 16. And they made a proclamation through Judah and Jerusalem to bring in to the Lord the collection that Moses, the servant of God, laid upon Israel in the wilderness. And all the princes and all the people rejoiced and brought in and cast into the chest until they had made an end. Now it came to pass that at what time the chest was brought unto the king's office by the hand of the Levites, and when they saw that there was much money, the king's scribe and the high priest's officer came and emptied the chest and took it and carried it to his place again. Thus they did day by day and gathered money in abundance. And the king and Jehoiada gave it to such as did the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and hired masons and carpenters to repair the house of the Lord, and also such as wrought iron and brass to mend the house of the Lord. So the workmen wrought, and the work was perfected by them, and they set the house of God in his state and strengthened it. And when they had finished it, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada, whereof were made vessels for the house of the Lord, even vessels to minister and to offer withal, and spoons and vessels of gold and silver. And they offered burnt offerings in the house of the Lord continually all the days of Jehoiada. But Jehoiada waxed old and was full of days when he died, and 130 years old was he when he died. And they buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done good in Israel, both toward God and toward his house. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your holy word. Have it to stick with us like meat and potatoes all day long. Help us to feed off of it. Help us to grow by it. Help us to meditate on it. Help us to love it, cherish it, and obey it, to preach it and proclaim it. Lord, help me to always give myself to prayer and to the ministry of the word, no matter what happens. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. At this time, dear friends, we're going to pray over the prayer list and pray over some other things that my daughter Danielle has sent. My youngest child, my last child so far. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us who name the name of Christ, and forgive us of our wicked sins of not obeying your great commandment and not obeying your great commission. And Holy Father God, I pray, Lord, for all of the people who are still hurting from the coronavirus plague. Comfort them, draw them to yourself, and save their souls. We pray now, Lord, for Nita. Please heal her from sensitivity to chemicals. Help the dentist and dental assistant to keep, or rather to see the mistake they made, and replace the crowns in Nita's teeth. Protect her and keep her safe and secure from the gang associates and their parties. Keep the parties from disturbing her. We pray for Erica. Please deliver her from suffering and for your will to be done regarding her death. We pray, Holy Father God, for Viola. Please heal Viola from brain cancer, sleeping disorder, emotional trauma, grief, loss, and loneliness. Please heal, restore, and renew Magdalena's mind after she suffered a stroke. Heal her nasal cavity and hair loss. Deliver her from depression, split personality disorder, and sleeping disorder. Renew her spirituality. Please heal Cordelia's mind. Heal her from heart trouble, and save and bless her family tree. And Holy Father God, we pray for Pastor Bushibi. Touch the heart of Pastor Bushibi to pray for us as well. And we join him in thanking you for the soul saved at Belia's funeral and for the salvations, miracles, and healings. Please heal and comfort Irene Bushibi after the deaths in her family, and bless her with the money she needs to pay hospital bills. Please bless the Roberts visa application as well as the mission trip to the U.S. and the prayer and fasting ministry. Please provide them with Bibles, supplies for orphans and widows, materials for pastoral training, and ministry resources for gospel outreach. Holy Father God, we pray now for the people who have gotten saved through the preaching of the gospel through this ministry. Help them all to grow in the faith and to stand strong in the faith. We pray for the thousands who have made a profession of faith in through the preaching of the gospel from this pulpit. We pray, Lord, for Kwame. We pray for Yakubi. We pray for Sophia, Santiago, and Amina. We also pray, Lord, for the people who have recommitted their lives to you through the preaching of your holy word from this pulpit. We pray for the thousands who have done so, and we pray for these few by name. We pray for Mary, Anne, Anthony, Nibalum, and Mara. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in all of their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. If you're with us today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, in other words, you don't know where you would go, heaven or hell, when you die, or you know that you would go to hell, you need to listen up and hear the bad news and then hear the good news. Bad news number one, you are a wicked, evil, ungodly sinner. And so am I, so is the Pope, and so is the Dalai Lama, and so is even Joel Osteen. And all other bishops and pastors and preachers, we're all wicked, evil, and ungodly sinners. For God's word says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody. We're all in the same boat. You're not better than me, and I'm not better than you. Bad news number two, we're going to die. You probably don't know the reason why we're going to die. You think you're going to die from a car accident, a cardiac arrest, or from the coronavirus plague. But we don't die for those reasons. They're just means of death. We die because of what God's word says. And he says very clearly that the wages of sin is death. Because we are wicked, evil, ungodly sinners by nature and by choice, we're going to die. That is the judgment of God upon us. Now you can look at your body and be amazed by how wonderfully God has made you, and you know we ought not to be dying. You know that. We have to accept it because we have no choice. Because we have broken God's Ten Commandments, we have sinned against God by lying, by stealing, by lusting in our hearts, by robbing, by dishonoring God, dishonoring our parents, disrespecting our parents, disrespecting God by taking the Lord's name in vain, committing adultery, committing fornication, and committing homosexuality, and so many other sins. That's why we must die. Now you know, in the words of I know his first name is Paul. He used to be on the radio. And he'll tell you a story. And then end it by saying, now you know the rest of the story. And I'm going to continue to tell you the rest of the story right now. The most important story in the history of the world and the greatest story ever told. Bad news number three. You're going to hell for your sins if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than anybody in the Bible, including all prophets and all apostles. He preached more on hell than he did about heaven, because he loves us, not because he hates us. In fact, Jesus Christ came and suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins and mine to save us from hell. And here's the good news. Jesus Christ said the most loving words ever said in the history of the world. He said the most magnificent words ever said in the history of the world. He said the most important words in the history of the world when he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world so that we could be saved from hell and saved to heaven. If you have never done that, if you never understood that, and all you have is church membership and giving money to the church and serving in the church, that is not going to get it. You will die and go to hell. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou, you shall be saved from hell. That is. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ right now with all of your heart. And pray with me the sinner's prayer and mean it from your heart if you want to be saved from the burning hell. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I admit that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And please forgive me of all of my sins. my failures and my faults. I am sorry for my sins. I believe now in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died for my sins to save my soul from hell. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul as I believe in you. And I believe that you suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God. Lord Jesus Christ, please fill me with your Holy Spirit. Come into my heart. Take up residence. Help me to confess my sins. Help me to repent of my sins. Help me to turn from my evil ways. And help me to follow you in the newness of life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and you called upon his name in sincerity, according to God's word, the Holy Bible, you are now saved from hell and saved to heaven to live forever with God in Jesus Christ by his mercy and grace, not by anything you have done. And may I say to you, congratulations for doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, allow me to help you to grow in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to go to GospelLightSociety.com and pick up your free book based upon the Holy Bible, a discipleship book titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. It is a free download to you. You can start reading within minutes, and it will teach you the next steps that you need to take as a Christian anywhere in the world. It works everywhere in the world. And then on that same site, click on the podcast button, the Gospel Light Society International podcast button, and it will take you to thousands of different podcasts that have been done by me and a few others on my team that will help you to grow in the faith and be the Christian that God wants you to be. And I mean, it covers nearly 50 different subjects, and you'll be blessed by it. Also, email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com. Or DW3, that's my personal email address, DW3@GospelLightSociety.com. Let us know that you believed in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you got saved today, so that we can rejoice with you and pray for you. If you have a special prayer request for your family, or you need some financial help, email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, and if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, I'll probably, if God gives me the strength, I will probably be back tonight around 8 o'clock Central Time, and we'll be preaching again tonight. So pray for me as I pray for thee, and remember to pray without ceasing every day, to read the Word of God every day, preferably in the morning. Pray without ceasing throughout the day, and meditate on the Word of God throughout the day, and obey the Lord throughout the day, so that you can be blessed of the Lord spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, and otherwise. And remember now that you are a soldier of the cross. Remember the motto of the Marines as you serve in the Lord's Army. Semper Fidelis. Always be faithful to the Lord. And remember the motto of the Air Force and the Space Force. Semper Supra. Always above. Keep your heart and mind stayed on the Lord, and He'll keep you in perfect peace. He'll lead you and guide you, direct you, and direct you personally. And so remember also, we are fasting Sunday night, midnight, to Monday night, midnight. Fasting against and praying and asking God to cast out the demonic spirit of wokeism. A black congresswoman said yesterday something very foolish. She said, if you are anti-woke, you are anti-black. You are a racist. That's a lie out of hell. And I said, Negro, please. If that was the case, over half of the black people in this country would be racist against their own race. That's not true. But that's the lie they want you to believe. And so keep your heart and mind stayed on the Lord, and you obey the Lord. And don't listen to the world, because all hell is broken loose from hell itself and from the devil to try to destroy your children and destroy your family. Keep your heart and mind and keep looking up to the Lord. He'll keep you in perfect peace. He'll lead you, and He will guide you. Remember, every third Thursday, we have a Thanksgiving celebration all the way through Thanksgiving. You don't have to wait till November to celebrate Thanksgiving. Get you a little turkey, some cranberry sauce, some mashed potatoes, and gravy, and you'll be all right. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time, Lord willing, I'll see you tonight around 8 o'clock. How great is our God? Oh, yes.